Back now with day-to-day, college basketball is into March Madness now, and it was really madness over the weekend in Atlanta. A tornado ripped a hole in the Georgia Dome during the Southeastern Conference men's tournament, and then lowly Georgia, last place in its division, won three games in 29 hours to win the tournament and thus get into the NCAA. So, no one saw this coming. We're joined now by Jeff Schultz. He's a sports columnist at the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. He covered this improbable run. Jeff, welcome to Day to Day, and what a great opening line in your column today. We saw things that previously existed only in hallucination.
Absolutely, and I think you touched on it. I mean, I think people would say Georgia winning the SEC tournament, you know, that'll happen, yeah, sure, the day the tornado hits downtown Atlanta. And that's, sure enough, we had both things happen within a few days of each other.
So what was their record, really, going into this?
Well, they were 4-12 in conference, which is the main thing. They had lost 11 of their last 13 games of the regular season. They lost their last home game of the season. Athletic director Damon Evans had been giving a lot of open-ended answers when asked about Coach Dennis Felton's future, and it was pretty clear that Dennis Felton's job was on the line. And I think, and it is an educated guess, I think he had already decided to fire Dennis Felton, and pretty much something would have to happen in the tournament to talk him out of it, and lo and behold, something did happen in the tournament.
Well, talk about something happening here. Okay, Georgia plays its game on Thursday, it wins, and then during the quarterfinals on Friday, they're in the locker room, they're minutes from the game beginning, and a tornado touches down on the Georgia Dome and tears a big hole in the roof.
It was weird because the Georgia Dome roof is not like a hard steel roof. It's like a canvas, somewhat transparent roof. And it sounded like there was a big storm, but it almost sounded like it was a jet plane getting ready to land on the roof. I had never heard anything that loud before. And remember, this is a huge building with 20, 25,000 people inside, so it had to be loud. And all of a sudden, you see the roof kind of ripple a little bit. You saw the rafters, kind of the catwalk swing back and forth. Off on the side, there's these tarps that sort of line the inside of the dome walls. One of them was ripped off, I think, because a bolt or a washer fell off it. In fact, a writer friend of mine about 10 seats to the left had a washer fall right near his laptop. And all of a sudden, all these little pieces of insulation started falling. I got hit by a few pieces of insulation. No injuries, don't worry. So it was very surreal.
Well, the games get moved to another venue. Georgia marches on. I mean, who knows what's going to happen now, but truly a miracle weekend in Atlanta.
Yeah, and, you know, it's funny because obviously they didn't play that night, and then there was a big scramble about what they were going to do. And Georgia ends up having to play two games on Saturday. And like, you know, he said, I mean, you could not make up something like this. It was pretty amazing.
Atlanta Journal-Constitution columnist Jeff Schultz on Georgia's crazy run through the SEC tournament over the weekend. Now the Bulldogs are preparing for an unlikely NCAA tournament matchup with Xavier. That'll come on Thursday. Jeff, maybe we can call you back.
Okay, anytime.